funniest, most insightful comments of the week at TechDirt. From the So You Say department. This week, our first place winner on the insightful side is Mr. Wilson with a comment about Fossey's Senate hearing and the weaponization of conspiracy theories. The MAGA audience needs its 2 minutes hate, and Fossey is a recurring Emmanuel Goldstein for them to collectively froth at. All the chuds who were upset they couldn't go out and lick doorknobs at the height of the infections are happy to sacrifice someone for their own fictitious edification, just as they were completely fine with killing off grandma so they could cough on other people back in the day. In second place, it's an anonymous comment on that same guest post, which was by an associate professor of sociology and criminology. And I'm a virologist, which is why, respectfully, to be clear, the investigation did not establish that the virus was intentionally manufactured or released. I've seen its genome, that was in no way deliberately manufactured, there's none of the tells, and all the junk you'd expect of a natural zoonotic transmission. You build research labs where the viruses occur naturally in order to keep on top of monitoring them. The real failure of containment here was in the lab not spotting this strain earlier in the wild. For editor's choice on the insightful side, we start out with an anonymous comment about the moral panic around social media. There is not a shred of evidence that social media harms young people directly. Yes, children and adults who are already in need of help may use social media as an excuse or as a reason to avoid treatment. Yes, children who lack parental engagement may use social media as a substitute. And yes, there is social media that is just plain dangerous, with misleading or dishonest messages that readers, mostly adults, don't have the mental skills to see through. Replacing parental responsibility with absurd and easily avoided rules on social media is a slippery slope. It would be far more beneficial to have minimum intelligence requirements for adults to engage with social media. Next, it's N00B Dragon with a comment about uncritical praise for Elon Musk. Abraham Lincoln may or may not have said, "You can fool all the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time." But for about a decade now, and some change, the powers that be have realized that you can just fool that special segment of the population over and over again, and that's more than enough to achieve economic and political mastery. It doesn't matter if the lie is bad. It doesn't matter if it's easily disproven. It doesn't matter if the person saying it has a long and public history of fabulism. Just tell the lie and the same SH mucks who bought it last time will buy it again, forever. Over on the funny side, one of our winning comments is a reply to the other, with the votes tallying up in the opposite order. So, for clarity's sake, we're going to flip things around at start out with the second place winner from Stephen T. Stone, itself a reply to a joke about Foss being the infamous Q, the Star Trek deity or the leader of the QAnon movement, because I think you could convince a sufficiently ignorant Trumpist of both. In reply to that comment, we have our first place winner in the form of a slight correction from an anonymous commenter. Q was never a deity, nor actually omnipotent. And Fossey can't be Q, because Fossey passed up more than 100 opportunities to monologue. For editor's choice on the funny side, alas, there are no more Star Trek jokes to be had, though I wish there were, so we start out with an anonymous comment about the ongoing reflecting pool nonsense. These revenge prosecutions are clearly the result of vandalism. I've personally witnessed an Antifa with a box cutter make a 300-foot gash in G9 Piro's briefcase. Finally, it's Mackensand with a comment on our post in which we mentioned Starlink's terrible customer service. This sounds like Starlink is already intruding on AT and AMPTS brand. That's all for this week, folks. Comments on funniest, most insightful comments of the week at TechDirt. Without Trump, we would never have found a replacement fought a Keystone Cops. Every time things get real bad, the next one up and coming is almost as bad, but it's better than the last one we had. So we get comfortable and go back to sleep until the next big disaster. Just want to know who said the Congress could change any of the rules that they are supposed to run this country ever since they voted their own wage into the system. It's gotten rotten and getting worse. Not again. The line must be drawn here, this far, no further.